gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jefflyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. There's no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. It's called Lick and Lap. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, but you can also order it at Walmart.com. Don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. Enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, and you can get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, don't forget, Talkin' Pets is presenting Tropical Costa Rica. You can find out more about it at 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 129-9885. So, you can meet me in or go with me to Costa Rica next October. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Good song. That's Kelly Clarkson. That's one of the songs from the movie Red One. By the way, it's playing in theaters this weekend. It started, but if you want to go see that, I'll tell you a little bit about it in a minute. But by the way, Jilly?
Yes, darling?
Are you ready for Xmas?
Yeah, I already started because I'd like to make a lot of things for my friends. And I got some, I know as horrible as the hurricane was, it did produce some really excellent pieces of wood that I can make things from.
Well, that's cool. And, yeah. And you got a wood burner too in your cabin, don't you?
I do. It's not on right now because it makes too much noise while I'm on the show. I had it going, I think, the first time I moved up here, and you were like, would you please? And I was like, I can't turn it off. And the whole, it like ruined the whole first hour.
Yep. Nope. I recall.
It burned out.
Well, by the way, gang, if you're going to the movies this weekend, your top five movies as of last weekend were... It's Friday.
stadium. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes are so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness unless she's a rock text. I always make it to my seat and time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out the number one movie once again. Venom, The Last Dance. Last Dance. $122 million in 3 weeks. Pretty good.
Wow.
Not too bad. And I want to see this one. I didn't get a chance to screen it, but apparently it's doing pretty good. Another one I didn't get to screen, Heretic. That looks pretty good as well with Hugh Grant. A little scary, but looks good. I like scary movies. That made $17 million in its opening week, so not too bad. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Made $15 million in 1 week. That's number three. Number four, The Wild Robot. Still sticking there at $134 million in 7 weeks. And Smile 2, $63 million in 4 weeks. A lot of horror films out, actually.
A lot, but yeah.
I did get to screen the one movie, Red One. And I have to tell you, I gave it 4 out of 4.
Wow.
I loved it. I was entertained from the moment I sat down to the moment I left. And it was funny. The Rock is in it, Dwayne Johnson. Chris Evans, you know, Mr. America, he's in it. There's Lucy Liu from Charlie's Angels. She's in it as well. There's a bunch of people in it. But, you know, I could see it becoming like a Christmas classic because of the fact that, you know, it starts off all Christmassy and under the Christmas tree and all that. And then it gets a little thrilling and sometimes a little scary, so it's very well done. I liked it a lot. Kids may have a little issue with the scary part, like the big old snowmen. They could be frightening, but other than that, I mean, not even other than that, I enjoyed the whole thing. I think it'll do well, and it needs to, because there was a big budget on this one. Dwayne Johnson got paid $50 million for that role.
Wow.
Could you imagine? What do you do with $50 million other than go out and buy how many mansions? Like, you need them. And then you got to hire how many cleaning ladies or men? But the thing is Red One was good. It was a good Christmas, you know, some Christmas music in it, like, you know, the one that we just played with Kelly Clarkson and all, and some fun times. So I do highly recommend it, but just be aware, it's got a little, you know, I went with my friend April, and she jumped out of her chair 2 or 3 times during the movie. Because, you know, she scares easy, though. But it was really good. It was fun. It was a fun movie. And great movie for the holidays, especially for, you know, older kids and adults. But young kids, I think they'll like it. You're going to be there with them. I don't think it's that bad. But it is rated, you know, PG, so PG-13. So you definitely, you know, younger kids you might want to be with, of course. But I recommend it. Go see it. 4 out of 4. And you can read my reviews at talkingpets.com on it. Or you can read them. I started posting them as well on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. And by the way, you can listen at Talkin' Pets Radio to the show. And that would be on Facebook Live. Also, we're on Alexa, CRN4. Tune in and click on the button that says listen live at talkingpets.com. And I would love to see you guys join me in October next year for 2025. It's like a 9-day trip in the tropical islands of Costa Rica. So you'll see the volcano. You're going to see a bunch of animals. There's trips to go on. We can zip line through above the trees. Also, there's bridges to cross that are only rope bridges. That would be a lot of fun. Yes, I probably will bounce up and down. But you can find out. And the weird thing about the trip, too, is really Colette puts it on, and the same one that does Wheel of Fortune. And it's like everything's included in the price. And if you book now, you can get $100 off total. But, you know, everything, all the trips, everything, your transportations, everything. And there's like 4 different hotels that you stay at. All the hotels are covered. Your meals are covered. Your transportation is covered. It's pretty cool. And all your extracurricular activities, like if you want to do the zip lining and so on, that's all covered. There's extra stuff that you can go to if you want to beyond the tours and everything. That's a little extra, but it's like $50, $75 more if you want to do it outside of it. But it's a cool trip, so check it out. 1-800-581-8942. You can also go to TalkinPets.com. No G in the Talkin. And on the top right there, you'll see it says Costa Rica. Click on that, and that'll give you information on the trip as well. So I hope I see you. My first time going, so it's definitely going to be an experience. Costa Rica, but I've always heard from everybody that went there that it's breathtaking and unbelievable. The rainforest is there. So, you know, that's pretty cool to see an actual rainforest and hike through it. So that's pretty wild. So check it out. Hope you join us. That's next year in Costa Rica. Check it out. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
For the last three centuries, it grew in secret in the seabed of southwestern Pacific Ocean. Now the largest coral reef ever recorded has been discovered, scientists said, and it's so big it can be seen from space. It was found by a National Geographic team conducting an expedition in the Solomon Islands to study ocean health. From the surface, it looked like a shipwreck, said Molly Timmers, lead scientist of the Pristine Seas Expedition. But the team's cinema photographer dove to take a closer look and found a mega coral hiding in plain sight. Using measuring tape, scientists found that the coral colony spans about 111 feet wide by 104 feet long and about 18 feet high, large enough to fill two size basketball courts side by side, and longer than the world's largest animal, the blue whale. Tiny organisms called coral polyps come together in complex networks to form colonies. Then they make up even larger coral reefs. This one is mostly brown with bright splashes of yellow, blue, and red, and is a rippled surface resembling ocean waves, according to the team. Moreover, the mega coral is in excellent condition, providing essential habitat, shelter, and breeding grounds for an array of species from shrimp to crabs to fish. However, the coral faces both local and global challenges. Overfishing removes organisms that have essential functions in sustaining the health of the ecosystem. Global warming is another challenge that could drive the coral to bleach and eventually die, she said, and the oceans warmed because of climate change. The Solomon Islands have the world's second highest coral diversity, with more than 490 species of hard and soft corals. The world is currently experiencing a fourth global coral bleaching event, with mass bleaching confirmed in at least 62 countries and territories worldwide from 2023 to 2024, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Okay, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got going on up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't worry, it's wetter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devote him full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy. As off through the waves, they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They sad cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who gon' be on the plate? Oh no! Under the sea.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this sound that we're going to play for you and identify this animal, you got a choice of what you can pick out. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. Lick and Lap is a creamy paste in the pouches that you actually squeeze out for your cats. Cats will love it. It's got the taurine in it and everything else. And then, of course, Purr Sticks are the treats that you can break into pieces and give them that way. Also, we have from Good Pets Foods, the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Multivitamin, and the probiotics for your dogs. Those are treats. And the Hip and Joint is really good because it contains glucosamine. And that's from Good Pets Foods. We'll ship those out to you. Or you could go with the water bowl, collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have dog books, cat books. I do have an Easy Walk No Pull harness for a 15-pound dog, like a Jack Russell. I do have nail caps for your cats if you want to put them on. They're a medium size in blue. I also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And I have a calendar called Songbirds for 2025. If you can identify what creature makes this sound.
Oh,
So if I had heard that and I was walking through the woods and I didn't know, now I know it's this creature, but if I didn't know what creature it was, I would think I walked into the wrong part of the woods. And a little bit of a horror story there.
And if I'm correct, you should get away from the sound as quickly as possible if I think I know what that is.
I don't think they're aggressive. Matter of fact, I'll give you a hint. If they were to sit on the king's court, they already are prepared to go to war. If they were a human. But they're not. It's a land animal. Four legs. Their ears are kind of like cups. And they're pretty cool looking. So, what is it? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. If you know what creature makes that sound, 818-818-6401. You know, do you ever see, like, in the store, and I'm sure you have for your dog Xerxes and all, and you walk into, like, one of the stores out there for pets, and there's so many toys nowadays for pets to play with. And the thing is, like, there's so much to choose from, but it bewilders me when you see little button eyes and, you know, things that could actually be harmful if
potentially
swallowed.
Yes. There's a lot of things out there that you shouldn't buy your animals. It's such a market that people are still going to make them and put them out there.
They may be cute to you, but they could be dangerous to your dog.
Yes. Yeah. I make a lot of my own toys just because I can control what's in it and around it and on it, and the material it's made from. Because you can even buy something that's so cute and wonderful, but they're chewing on it, and the paint that was used in the material could be toxic, and you don't even know it. But yeah, anything that has little button eyes or things that could pop off, don't buy it.
You know, it's like even the ones with I remember Bobby, my old producer, and I, we were at an event, and I don't remember the company, but there's a company out there that has these, like, okay, can you bring this up a little bit, level-wise? These squeeze toys that sound like that. Well, these toys that they put out there, you can't hear that, but your dog can. I thought it was the coolest toy, because this all day long can become very annoying. But there's a company that makes these, like, toys like that that have those squeaky things in it, but you can't hear them, but the dog can hear them. That, yeah. I think, is pretty awesome. We got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to take a guess on the animal sound, see if they know what it is. But we don't have time right now to go to it, but we will when we come back. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
A federal district court in Missoula ruled that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's wildlife killing program, Wildlife Services, failed to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act before killing or removing grizzly bears in Montana. Management killing and removal is the leading cause of grizzly bear mortality. Conservation groups World Earth Guardians, Western Watersheds Project, and TREP Free Montana filed the challenge in January 2023, represented by the Western Environmental Law Center. "We're really pleased with the court's decision," said Matthew Bishop, the Western Environmental Law Center attorney representing the groups. "It's imperative that federal agencies in the business of removing and killing grizzly bears throughout Montana take a hard look at the consequences of those actions on grizzly conservation, including connectivity between recovery areas. Indeed, from conservation perspective, bears that move out of the Greater Yellowstone or the North Continental Divide are among the most important for the long-term recovery and viability of their species." Conservation groups were particularly concerned with Wildlife Service's grizzly bear killing practices, arguing the program failed to analyze how the killing that affects the broader grizzly bear population as it moves towards establishing natural connectivity between recovery zones and rehabilitating essential habitat, including in the Bitterroot ecosystem. Wildlife Services does not track the number of grizzly bears killed outside recovery zones in Montana. Bears between recovery zones are called dispersing bears because they are expanding their boundaries for existing population cores, helping to establish natural connectivity between recovery zones. Wildlife Services kills hundreds of thousands of native wild animals every year nationwide, including native carnivores. In Montana, Wildlife Services kills wildlife, including grizzly bears, by shooting them from aircraft or from the ground, strangling them with neck snares, or capturing them in traps, including baited traps, or poisoning them. Grizzly bears are a federally listed threatened species in the lower 48 states, with a population of less than 2,000, primarily living into two core areas, the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem and the Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem. Recovery of grizzly bears in the lower 48 states depends on establishing connectivity between these and other isolated populations, such as the Cabinet Yak, and restoring populations in areas such as the Bitterroot, where colonizers erratically local grizzly populations. Recovering also depends upon reducing human caused by mortality, including management removals, which is the leading cause of grizzly bear mortality. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Oh, hush. So that is the animal sound, and we're going to go out to New York and Paul. Paul, Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You do know what that is.
I believe it's an armadillo.
Wow. Congratulations. Did you know that from the hints, or did you know that's what they sound like?
I got that from your hints. They were great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I never would have thought that came out of that. But it's good to know now, you know, so if I am walking around somewhere out there in the woods and I hear that, I know exactly what it is. So, what do you want to go with, Paul? You're the winner of the contest, and you get to choose what you want to go with. What do you, what would you like to go with?
Well, you're going to have to tell me what it was.
Okay, well, there's, you could go with, do you have cats?
We do.
Okay, so we have Lick and Lap or the Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with those. We do have dog treats from Good Pets Foods for Hip and Joint Plus, daily multivitamin, and there's a probiotic one. There's three little packages that will come out to you on that. I've got a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD, his CD. I have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Comes in four different colors. A dog book, a cat book. I've got an easy walk, no pull harness for a dog, but about the size of a Jack Russell. And I do have nail caps for a cat in medium blue. And I have the 2025 calendar called Songbirds for from pageaday.com.
What was the first one?
The first one, Vitacraft. That's the Lick and Lap, or the, you could go with the Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Sticks. Which the Purr Sticks are actually, it's a stick treat, but you can break it into pieces and give them to them that way. The Lick and Lap is amazing. It's got the pouches of creamy paste that you can use. Your cats, I guarantee, would do anything to get that.
That sounds great right there.
You got the Lick and Lap coming out to you. So if you would, Paul, stay on the line. I'll get your address, and we'll ship that right out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And Paul knew that that was an armadillo.
Yeah.
So, but he got it from the hints. But now I know what that is. So if I hear that sound, now I know it's an armadillo. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and Paul in New York is a winner. In case you can't get enough of the little pygmy hippo Mo Dang from Thailand, there is now an official song featuring the internet's favorite baby animal, released in four languages for her global fans. The upbeat 50-second song Mo Dang Mo Dang, available in Thai, English, Chinese, and Japanese versions, features simple lyrics like Mo Dang Mo Dang, Boing Boing Boing, Mommy Mommy Play With Me. Its music video consists of short clips of the baby hippo bouncing, playing with her keeper, or hanging out with her mom, Jonah. Actually, Jonna. The catchy number was produced and written by well-known Thai composer, I'm sure you all know him, Bhuvanphet Amara, and released by one of Thailand's largest music companies, GMM Music. Mo Dang, the name literally means bouncy pork. Really? So it's like bouncy bacon. A type of meatball, actually. Oh, I guess that bouncy pork is a type of a meatball in Thai. It became a global phenomenon just a month after she was unveiled on Facebook by the Kheo Kheo Open Zoo in Thailand, in southern Chonburi Province. Fans say her name complements her chaotic personality. Mo Dang likes to dang or bounce, and her giddy bouncing has appeared all over social media in countless memes. Her image has been used by sports teams and businesses. The hippo, now 4 months old, has drawn a huge amount of visitors to the zoo, which is around 2-hour drive away from the capital of Bangkok. The zoo has estimated it has received 3,000 to 5,000 visitors a day on average in the past few months. And it's selling clothes, bedding, and other merchandise based on Mo Dang. Zoo director Narang Wit Kocho has said the increasing income from Mo Dang will help its breeding programs for many endangered species like the pygmy hippopotamus, which is threatened by poaching and loss of habitat. habitat. The species is native to West Africa, and there are only 2,000 to 3,000 of them left in the wild. Go figure. Again, we don't take care of our planet. The zoo sits on 800 hectares, that's about 2,000 acres of land, and is home to more than 2,000 animals. All four versions of Mo Dang Song is available on YouTube and streaming platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch with Mo Dang. On Facebook Live, I look crazy. But I was bouncing to Mudang. That's actually a pretty catchy song. Kayla, do you see that playing out in the clubs?
I don't go to the club anymore, but no.
You never know. They make everything into club music these days. So
yeah.
Mudang will be out there. You'll be dancing to it before you know it. Hey, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. If you've got a question, comment, a story, if it has to do with animals, or you've got a training question or a behavior question, pick up the phone and give us a call. So we were talking about the toys that your dogs play with, or your cats, for that matter of fact. And a lot of them just don't, to me anyway, a lot of them just don't seem safe. You ever see that show Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
So I never actually watched it, but I've always seen the advertisements for it. So the company came on, one of the guys came on the show one time, and he sent me some of the Duck Dynasty toys for dogs. So, of course, I've got my rescue cats, but these are dog toys, stuffed toys. I took them over, two of them over to my friend Joe's place and gave them to his Jack Russells. And I'll tell you, within a matter of less than a minute, probably less than 30 seconds.
They were deboweled.
Not only deboweled, but out of a little duck, I could not imagine there was that much stuffing.
Yeah.
It looked like it snowed in his living room. And it was the stuffing from this duck. So what happens when, like, your dog swallows that and everything else? It just kind of scares me a little bit. It's like, you know, you got a visit to the vet coming up immediately after something like that.
And the last thing you want to deal with is twisted gut, you know, because that's a surgical thing, and it's not cheap, you know.
I
think across the board, it's the same cost, because it's not by the weight of the dog. It's because they have to go in and physically cut their stomach open and remove the item that's inside of it. But it's like $5,000 if something like that happens to your animal.
One, like you said, it's not cheap, and two, you could lose your animal. And I'm not I'm not picking on Duck Dynasty. I'm just using that as an example, but. The thing is that, you know, people are going to buy what they want to buy because it looks great to them. But for your pets, though, you got to be aware. It's like a baby. You know, you don't want to give your newborn something that they're going to choke on or whatever. And it's the same thing for your pets. Your pets are going to tear into that creature. And if there's something on there that they could swallow and could get lodged, I would think twice.
And you know how you just said you couldn't believe there was that much stuffing inside that thing? If they're full of the little beads, like a beanie bag bead, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or like a beanbag chair, those things are highly toxic, and the dogs would just eat them.
Did you see the video where a dog was taking a poop? Keith out in Portland, my buddy Keith sent it to me, and the dog took a poop, and everything that came out were beads.
Yes. Yep.
And, yeah. But at least it passed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a number three. It was a number two.
Well, so. And also some of the squeakers, too. I've heard many, many cases of dogs getting the squeakers caught in their throat.
We'll be right back.
And then they bark and they squeak.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
In a bizarre and unsettling incident, a 93-year-old woman in El Sereno, Southern California, discovered that the strange noises that she had been hearing for weeks were not caused by animals, but by a naked man living in the crawl space beneath her home. The man, later identified as 27-year-old Isaac Betancourt, was arrested after a tense standoff with police that lasted for hours. The elderly woman and her family had been hearing unusual sounds coming from beneath their home for several weeks. Initially, the family dismissed the noises as animals scurrying under the house. Ricardo Silva, the woman's son-in-law, explained that it was usually late at night and we just chucked it off to animals being under the house. However, on Thursday night, November 7th, the noises grew louder and more concerning. Silva noted that as his wife walked across the floor of their home, it seemed as though something was knocking back from below. Alarmed by this escalation, the family contacted the Los Angeles Police Department to investigate. When officers arrived at the home on Locke Avenue around 10:30 p.m., they made a startling discovery. A naked man was living in the small crawl space beneath the house.
Yeah, baby.
The crawl space under the house is approximately 2 feet high and stretches beneath the entire property. It has three entry points, which authorities believe Betancourt used to enter and exit undetected. When police confronted Betancourt, he refused to leave his hiding spot. Officers initially attempted to get him out using police dogs and rubber bullets, but these methods proved ineffective. He refused to leave, Silva said. He wasn't scared of the dogs, and the first two attempts at gas didn't fish him out. After several hours of resistance, police were forced to deploy tear gas into the crawl space. Betancourt finally surrendered at about 4:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Los Angeles continues to grapple with an escalating homelessness crisis that shows no signs of abating anytime soon. The city's homeless population reached an estimated 46,000 people in 2023, a number that includes many individuals who suffer from mental illness or substance abuse problems. As local authorities work to address these complex issues through housing initiatives and support services, incidents like this one highlight just how critical it is for communities to remain vigilant while also advocating for solutions that can help those in need before they resort to such desperate measures. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
If you give me some food, I'll walk away slowly. Toss me a dime, I'll sing out a tune. If you talk to me kindly, I'll smile and remember your kindness will last long, your gift's not too soon. Wasn't long ago after I'd lost all my bearings, my belongings, I had not a thing to my name. Love was gone, we were childless, made plans for a future. Disaster had struck us, there was its name. Often wonder, what if it had happened to some other? Would I walk right on by me, though I did not see? A person displaced of no particular race, a nameless face lost in obscurity.
And naked. I could not imagine. I do not have a crawl space underneath my house. Good luck if you try to climb underneath that. But could you imagine all of a sudden you're hearing these sounds? I have heard sounds like that, and the sounds were actually in the attic. And, you know, it could have been a horror story where in the attic, maybe someone was living in the attic. Could you imagine?
Usually but, it's a raccoon or some or a possum or something like that.
Or squirrels. Yeah, and you got squirrels or rats in your attic, then there goes your telephone connection and whatever else, because they love to chew through wires. I remember when I lived in a studio apartment one time, and I lost my phone lines, and I couldn't understand what was going on. And then people came over with the phone company, and they went up there, and they said, you have squirrels in your attic. They bit through the lines. You know, after I got them fixed, they went back and bit into them again.
Oh, yeah.
And I got them fixed again, and they went back a third time and bit into them again. So, finally, the place, the complex that I was living on, I said to them, this is ridiculous. I'm paying for a phone I can't use because squirrels are on it all the time. And and then finally they found the entryway. And that's what you got to do, is find out how they're getting in there. So same thing with the naked guy. But I think, Kayla, you said there were three entrances into the where this guy was going in.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That is so creepy. It's just just listening to the story just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
The naked guy or the squirrel?
The naked guy. Having somebody in my crawl space.
Yeah, that would freak me out too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but, well, once you find out that there's someone under there, that's one thing. But if you don't know what those noises are, and it could be almost anything in your house. My brother Joe had a skunk living on the outside of his basement wall. And basically, it was cinder block, the basement, and the smell from the skunk, and it had a litter apparently, was coming through the bricks, through the cinder block, and you could smell the skunk in the basement the entire time. So they had to find out where the entry was, and they had to smoke the animals out in order to get them out, and then of course cover the holes. Because you don't want to kill the animal if you don't have to. Obviously.
Yeah.
But skunks can spray. Have you ever gotten sprayed by a skunk?
Oh, yes. And I've had my dog sprayed many, many, many times. And
so
had to...
what was your home remedy?
Tomato juice.
Yeah, that's
mud.
What I heard.
Yeah.
Mud?
Mud is good, too. Like,
I know mud is good for, like, a bee bite. If you put mud on a stinger bite, it draws the stinger right out. So, you know that one, Kayla?
Yeah, I actually had to do that once before.
Yeah, it's like my mom taught me that up in Pennsylvania. So,
I had a female Roddy that loved hunting skunks, and it was such a nightmare because I was constantly having to clean her. And,
a lot of people
nasty.
Have skunks as pets, and I have to admit, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you heard about the guy that had the pet squirrel, and they took the squirrel away from him. He raised it from a baby that fell out of a tree. The mother was killed. And then the government came in and swooped the squirrel out from him. And the squirrel was trained. I mean, didn't bite, but right on
Why?
His shoulder.
Why would they take... That's ridiculous. I know people
Because
who
it's
have
according
pets.
To the USDA, you cannot
wow.
have exotic animals. And that was an exotic wild animal. So, but I think they're fighting it. Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And thanks for joining us. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population.
I'm a little bit of bass, say the old weights, a little bit of clap your hands. I'm a little bit of six strings on a backbeat, fiddle in the band.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.